This conference is being recorded.
Okay, I'm not sure if anyone joined since the beginning of the last presentation, but my name is Cheyenne Rostam. I'm the Global Director of Registry Operations for XYZ. We operate .xyz, .college.rent, .cars, .car.auto, and we're currently, we just launched today .security and .protection, and .theater went into Sunrise on Monday. To give you a quick background about XYZ, again, we operate the TLDs I just mentioned, and since we started operating as a company, XYZ and our TLDs have been in stories in essentially every international publication, whether that's CNN or Reuters, like the screenshot you see below, or Fortune, Entrepreneur, Wall Street Journal. We've been in everything. And the reason I bring that up is because as an established registry operator with strong ties to the media and to big brands, we expect our TLDs, especially the new ones that are very professionally focused, like .security and .protection and .theater and Cars, Car, and Auto, we expect these to do extremely well because of the relationships we fostered and to be able to get a lot of mainstream publicity, which will encourage the adoption and utilization of these names. So .theater is an opportunity for your clients to showcase their passion. .theater serves as an authoritative name, a domain extension for 40,000 movie theaters and thousands of Broadway shows every year. What we found from our market research is that all of these venues that are hosting these different events, they use the traditional British spelling of theater, that is the T-H-E-A-T-R-E instead of the E-R. So if you, I challenge you to do a quick search for any movie theater in your city, and chances are they actually spell it this way. And what we found is that most cities in the U.S. have about 8 theaters, and that could be for a live play, or it could be for movies, or it could be something in a high school or at college. So this is actually a much bigger industry than some people may realize. And again, .theater can be used by venues for businesses and professionals, and it's an opportunity for them to showcase their work, and for them to create powerful marketing campaigns, highlight show times or events or other programming, and on a shorter and more memorable industry-specific domain. So again, it could be used by theaters and live performance venues, shows or musicals by schools or colleges, different community programs. Can be used for just equipment or for news, press, and again by the professionals themselves. The Sunrise for .theater opened earlier this week. All domains are available on a first-come, first-served basis. There are no auctions for these domains, and there are no premiums and no registry reserve names. So all one-character, two-character, and city names are all available right now. There's no restrictions to register .theater domains. So anybody can register Hollywood.theater right now or StateStreet.theater or LosAngeles.theater, all for the same price. And we recommend the retail price to be $750 per year. We also offer the same complimentary white glove service that we do for .cars, .car, and .auto. So if you have any clients who register a .theater domain name and would like to migrate their website over, we're happy to do that for them. It takes about 48 hours or less, and we'll ensure that their SEO, page ranking, and emails are all maintained in the process. So just to highlight some naming best practices, these domains could be used to create brand uniformity and match their naming structure with their domain and social media handles and hashtags. I'll use Landmark Theater as an example. They could easily upgrade their name to landmark.theater, and then their Twitter handle is Landmark Theater, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/landmarktheater. Hashtag Landmark Theater. Everything is uniform and consistent, and that's a very strong branding statement to be able to have an exact match domain name with all of your social media call to actions. You can see from the examples that there's a lot of opportunities here to be used for actual shows or musicals, or to shorten, to create a web presence for a building or a theater venue. And then the community programs, whether that's for a venue rental or for an actual play or a class that's being held. And again, could also be used for equipment rentals. For it could be used by a press outlet like the New York Times to host all their Showtime reviews. And then the individuals themselves could use it to generate their online presence and make sure people know that they're in the theater industry. So the Dot Theater launch timeline, to quickly go over it, runs from now until January 19th. The early access period runs for 1 week, and then general availability starts on January 27th. Again, there are no registry reserve names, no premium names, one character, two characters, et cetera, are all available right now, and they can be registered through any registrar. So with that, I will just leave it open to any questions.
Thanks, Sean. At this moment, there are no questions again.